Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Meet the Movie Press. Roundtable movie news and commentary from the industry's premier film journalists.
That's us, Mark.
Good morning, Meet the Movie Press and Jeff Snyder.
Schmoville, hello.
What is up? This is Meet the Movie Press on a Friday, May 22nd. I am Mark Riley, editor-in-chief of schmoesknow.com.
Jeff Snyder, film reporter at therap.com.
And we're reunited.
And it feels so good.
It's been 2 weeks, man. And how the hell are you?
I'm great. I'm a little exhausted. It's been a long week, but it's been such a fun, exciting week. I've had the chance to do some amazing stuff.
I'm
in a good mood.
You're exhausted because you're partying at the Playboy Mansion. Just admit it.
Yes, I found myself in the grotto this week. First time ever. Thank you, Warner Brothers. I appreciate it. I checked out Entourage, which I can't say anything about.
Okay. Is it about the industry? Is it about a guy that's an actor and he's in the industry?
I'll put it this way, without literally saying anything about it, Roger Ebert had a famous phrase.
Yeah.
And that's all I'll say.
There you go. Okay, that works for me.
What's new with you?
Nothing. My birthday was on Monday. So, hey, everyone out there, some of you, happy birthday'd me on Twitter and hashtag Meet the Movie Press. So thank you for that.
Mark just turned 18, everybody.
Yeah, I can finally rent a car. I'm so excited for renting cars. So it's been a fun week. It's kind of a slow news week. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Off the top, though, I want to give some kudos to Maria Menounos.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of her boss. Kinda. She kicks butt, and she's going to be doing first look. She's going to be a producer on NCM. All the movie content is going to be tied to Popcorn Talk Network. You're going to see it before movies in theaters across the world. Or the United States.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
They're lucky to have her.
Yeah, congratulations.
We are lucky to have her.
And we're really excited.
All of us.
Yeah, because we'll be, you never know. In maybe a year, Jeff Snyder will be up in front of everybody before a movie saying, watch Meet the Movie Press. One can dream.
My mother would love that.
Oh, man. Yeah, my mom would too. No, not, I mean, for me, if I got it.
Your mom would love me up there.
Yeah, she thinks she got a cute putum. Yeah, so
should we bring our guest out?
We're going to bring our guest out because you guys, we've been tweeting about it. He was on the main show last night.
Hold!
Yeah.
He's Hold!
You guys all know him. You know him well. He's starting his own site, Heroic Hollywood. We got El Mayimbe in the
all
studio.
All right.
We got the can laughter.
Amazing.
Can applause.
Umberto at Heroic Hollywood.
And he dresses the part.
This guy looks snazzy. I thought it was a male model. I saw him standing on the corner.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring back the 80s with my track suit, and he's coming in with this awesome suit here. How you doing, man?
How you doing? Good morning, guys. Great to be back.
Yeah, this is like your third visit.
Third visit, yeah.
I was lucky because I got sick 1 week, and he was coming on, and I'm like, hey, can he just ghost? And he did. You did a hell of a job.
Thank you.
So welcome, man. How's L.A. treating you from New York?
First of all, the weather and the sun is treating me much better than it did in New York.
Yeah, great. I know. We got that going for us, which is nice.
It's been great. I'm still a little jet lagged. I didn't really sleep the night before the flight. I was up almost like 24 hours.
I got Ambien for you, bro.
Oh, that's terrible.
I was on the plane. I couldn't fall. I can't sleep face up for nothing, no matter how many Xanax or Ambiens you give me.
No, I know. Well, you're a big guy. You probably need like five.
And I'm a nervous flyer too.
Oh, I'm too. I know how that goes.
But the flight was dope. JetBlue, the new 321. I was in 18B or 18C in the aisle seat. I had leg room. I barely felt any turbulence at all. It's a nice plane, man. And then I get here.
And you had leg room, which means that's spacey. He's a tall guy.
That's spacey. So then I get here on Wednesday. Wednesday, and I'm curled up in fetal position watching Jeff tweet from the Playboy Mansion.
I know. There was a little bit of drama about that earlier this week.
Let's talk about that.
So, you know, I had expected to first run into Umberto at the Playboy Mansion, which I'd heard that he was attending this Entourage screening.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing tweets, and the internet became outraged, and it was like he's not going all of a sudden. So what happened? Because we still haven't really talked.
So, in launching my new outlet, you know, a publicist invited me, a lovely publicist. I have no qual with her.
Okay.
The one covering the movie.
Sure.
You know, she's been good to me since I was at Latino Review. Technically, Entourage was my first invite as under my new outlet, like the first legitimate invite, like so the junket, the screening.
And it's a good one, too.
Right. So
Playboy Mansion.
I was like, oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It's,
you know, being a big fan of 8 years, I didn't ask for that. I didn't bother them at all. No. So, then getting ready prior to coming here, I get invited to the Playboy Mansion Entourage screening. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Even
that's
better.
That's very nice. I appreciate that. You know. So then, cut to the beginning of this week, like a week or so later. She gets an email. I'm getting a lot of shit about you. You know. So basically, I get cock blocked from going. Like pardon the part
hey.
To Playboy Mansion. I get blocked from going because they said I leaked the marketing strategy for the Batman vs Superman IMAX event. I don't have to make anything. I have it on the email. I'll show it to you. And I'm like,
they actually gave you a reason.
They gave me the reason.
Wow. Okay. Because normally they don't tell you what you did wrong.
She's
a studio.
She's a sweet girl.
Let you twist in the wind.
You retweeted something you weren't supposed to.
So she's just. I understand she was doing her job. It's her colleague or her boss. Who I call the Wicked Witch of Warners.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go.
No,
I like.
Not Sue Crow. No disrespect. What happened was, she's always had it in for me since I was with Latino Review, and she had it for Kelvin, and, you know, she just pulled the ticket. You know, we have to disinvite you because of that, and then the promo pictures as well. But they added that in a couple of emails later when they noticed what they said.
Yeah, but, you know, don't you think a lot of times these publicists, they're being told what to do? It's not them making the decision.
No, it's the
real higher-ups.
Exactly.
It's
the real publicists.
Who don't pay attention, don't know the good things that, you know, that you do and
right.
that kind of stuff.
So I built hype for that event. My theater was half empty during the BVS event, you know. So I get it. Look, you guys know what it is I do, okay? I got a new site to start. I like the perks. It's cute, but that's not what I'm in the game for. I'm in this game for to make impressions, you know. I'm not one of, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of these bloggers that got relationships that's with, like, talent and executives, a serious conflict of interest, you know? So I'm not a studio, an extension to studio publicity. I'm a fanboy journalist, proud of him. That's what I do. So if you can do what you're going to do, just don't invite me anywhere. I didn't ask for any of this. You know, I didn't ask to get invited. I appreciate the courtesy and stuff. So,
yeah.
So that's like being invited to prom and then getting disinvited or something.
Man, that sucked. Yeah, especially, just because you're an Entourage fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you love the brand, the show. You wanted to be there to support it.
Right.
And then on top, the cherry on top is Playboy Mansion.
Exactly, man.
And you take that all. Yeah, that's a bummer, dude.
I'm not going to break the embargo. I'm a man of my word.
There you go.
I'm not going to be disrespectful because I could break the embargo and screw them, but I'm not doing out of respect for my colleagues who are under the same embargo as well, so I'm not saying anything.
Well, thanks, dude. And I can't wait to see the movie. I know you've both seen it now, which jerks. Well, let's talk about you mentioned Heroic Hollywood. This
right.
is awesome, dude, because
thank you.
I'm
been...
sorry. I'm just dealing with the situation that you saw me outside.
No, Jeff, I got this. It's okay.
No,
your work.
No. Because I want to lead this interview. I just need to send an email. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got it.
I'm back on board.
What do you think?
Well, what I like about Heroic Hollywood to start is that you did something very smart. I noticed you went over to Instagram. You started dropping some scoops there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heroic Hollywood comes around. You start dropping some logos.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to build a new brand, but you're so popular as is. I asked you this last night before the main show. I'm like, I understand Heroic Hollywood is under construction. And I'm like, you're getting a ton of hits already, aren't you?
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So start that out. How did you decide Heroic Hollywood, this is my next move, and leaving Latino Review where you've been for years?
Been with Kelvin for 13 years. Okay. He, you know, I said the origin on a prior episode to someone else, but yeah, it's out there. Basically, about a year or so ago, I just got an itch. So I was inspired by Devin Faraci of Badass Digest, Drew McWeeny of HitFix, and Mike Sanson of Joe Blow. I mean, excuse me, Screen Crush. All those three guys have one thing in common. They're all very successful now prior to their former outlets. And they all had a decade of skin in the game at their prior outlets before they branched out.
Right.
So I hit my decade mark, and I was getting the itch to move. So I approached Kelvin a year ago, look, so because we have an operating agreement, very, you know, strong. So I told him, look, we got to do this. We're either going to take this to the next level. We're going to get financing. We're going to sell the site. I've been having an itch to step our game, elevate, not to get comfortable.
Right.
So basically, when you had Drew on, the problems he was saying he had with Harry, that he's running like a fan site, I had the same problems with my former partner.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and so we put it out there. Bob Nardelli came along. His children, there's a lot of millennials grew up with our scoops.
Yeah.
You know, so his children approached me, and Kelvin in New York met with Mr. Nardelli. And then, I mean, the kids here knew my scoops that I broke that I've long forgotten. I forgot the dates.
Yeah.
So they break that. And then, eventually I go back to New York. I meet their father, who was a former chairman of Chrysler and Home Depot. So every day you meet a titan of industry.
Jeez.
Right-hand
these
man
are some big names here.
Yeah. No, he's a dog. You know, his office is opulent, like something out of Christian Grey's 50 Shades of Grey, whatever.
So then, I'm not familiar. How about Gordon Gekko?
Exactly.
Okay.
He was a gentleman. He was a football player like I was. We bonded over football. We talked football player. We talked offensive line. We talked more about football than that is what I did. You know, so I thought I had him.
Who designed your logo? Because I really liked it.
Mark Alvarado, a comic book artist, at Fine Hijinks on Twitter, FineHijinx. Yes.
Nice.
So what happened was, you know, I got my offer on Super Bowl Sunday morning at 8 a.m. They didn't use an IP attorney. They used a corporate attorney. And it was full. It was insulting. It was indentured servitude. It was a pathetic number for a man of my experience. I'm 41 years old. I'm not 21. You know? It was indentured servitude. It was a 7 years. And it was some of the most strictest language in non-competes I've ever seen in a contract. It was laughable. You know? So I told him, you know, go F yourself. Nah, I'm not having it. I don't believe in indentured servitude. Not this Latin. No way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think so. So deal was dead because I'm a minority owner. I've been important, you know, so Kelvin wanted that deal though.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to do that deal. This is what you're going to give me or else.
Okay.
So, and he's a nice guy. Great. He gave me everything I asked for. He told me he needed 60 days. My exclusives are now my own. I'll help you on this and I need this and this and this. And I got everything.
Great.
He was, you know, and he's been, God bless him, he fought like hell for me over there. You know, he didn't sell me out or anything. He fought like hell to convince, but it's not his decision.
Yeah, because I'm getting it was amicable almost.
Yeah,
it was. You know, because you guys are friends, and he did that great tribute to you that I saw on a post.
Man. Absolutely,
and
it was my boy, but we go back 13 years. He was the easiest editor to work for. Yeah, he wasn't even my boss. We became partners, and he let me do my own goddamn thing. He's hands off.
Yeah.
Absentee landlord. I love that. So I got very comfortable, and I was very lazy, you know, in the later years, you know. But then when you get the shits get out of you, like getting cancer, you're at the precipice of death. It's like, okay, I got to stop being comfortable. I got to start taking chances.
Yeah.
So that's a big trigger of it. I was thinking in the hospital bed, I want to launch my own site.
There you go.
Or sell this one, something, but I'm going to launch my own site.
That's great, man.
I wrote it. I kept it in mind. So then last year, I was in, you know, if I'm going to launch a site, I got to have stuff to talk about. Is there enough content in what I do in the fanboy news space to talk on a daily basis?
Sure.
The DC announcement happens. August 6th, I think. Okay? August 6th. It's like, oh my God, with the Marvel movies, and now they're stepping up. We're in the heroic age of Hollywood. And then I go.
Nice.
And
heroic age. I like it.
It's the new golden
age
in the movies.
It's Hollywood's heroic age.
Yeah.
So I go, I pull over. I stop traffic. I pull over. I pull in from the left lane, almost cause an accident, and stop, pull over. And I go to GoDaddy. I register the domain.
Nice.
And luckily, like the Jerry Ferrara incident, I had every social media platform that I needed.
That's great.
Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
I'm
very
Twitter,
impressed with that.
Instagram.
That's like at the end of your emails, right? Where is it?
Or is it
on the Twitter page? Okay, the Twitter bio.
Twitter and the Instagram.
I was like, dude, this guy's on every platform. You're like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no, I got everything, man. God bless, I got everything. I'm so lucky because there's always some troll who owns either the Instagram or the Google or the domain. Like, I wanted Hollywood Heroes as a throwback to Andy Mangels because I grew up reading.
Oh, nice.
nice. Interviews
yeah.
in Wizard Magazine in the early 90s, mid-90s. So that's the inspiration for all this. He did all of this. He was the pioneer for me before Harry Knowles revolutionized blogging.
Sure.
So then I got the name because Hollywood Heroes, some troll wanted like six figures just for the name. So I said, okay, Heroic Hollywood, we're in the heroic age of Hollywood. I went to Mark. It's like, you know, I want to do something throwbackish. An old school, we're an old school scoop site, straight up setting the frame right now.
Yeah.
With new school sensibilities, meaning social media. You know, social media is where it's at.
Smart.
Most of my colleagues might not agree with me, but just like that, you know, so. Okay, I don't get to go to the Playboy Mansion, but thank you, Warner Brothers. I'm now one of the top, if not the top, film blogger with follower count on fucking Instagram.
There you go.
Very much productions.
All right.
Wow. Okay. On that note, what else can we discuss this week? What went down?
Well, let's. Why don't we start since he's launching this old school scoop with a new sensibility? Let's talk about last night. We'll go a little bit of DC because that's what kind of gave you the idea when they were, you know, dropping all the movies. You dropped a little Wonder Woman, guys. So I'm going to issue a little bit of a spoiler alert here. If you don't want to know about some bits and pieces of Batman v Superman, in particular about Wonder Woman.
Spoiler alert!
Thank spoiler you for alert. That. God, I love that. Phil,
you're the best,
Phil. Such the man. So tell us, Wonder Woman. You were talking about it on the main show last night. We are talking Wonder Woman and her age.
Yeah.
I'm trying to build it up.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right. Final spoiler. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right?
There you go.
Time. So Wonder Woman in the Batman vs. Superman movie, her age goes back hundreds of years because in the movie there are pictures of her dating back to like the 1800s.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
So I was like, oh. So hence that rumor that leaked earlier that there might be a period piece, that's within the realm of possibility now because in the timeline in Batman vs. Superman, she is Amazonian and over a couple hundred years old. I'm like, oh.
She looks pretty good for an old broad.
She does. She does.
That's a Jeffrey Wells copy, by the way.
And Wonder Woman, I hear her spinoff movie is going to be about her playing bingo with her friends. No, that's not true. That's not true.
We're getting old Jeff Wells up in here.
For me, that's awesome because I covered it last night. It was like he was sitting right next to me. I'm like, I'm going to post this on Schmoes after he drops it. And I was talking about how as a comic book fan, this is awesome. I would love to see a period piece with Wonder Woman.
Oh, of course.
Now, would they do like the Captain America route, which a couple of writers that the name escapes me, way back when Joss Whedon was working on Wonder Woman, these guys come out with a spec script.
The one that Silver bought. From those writers, it was period piece before the Whedon.
Yep, and it was World War II.
That was one of my script reviews at Latino Review.
Yeah, Christian Harloff, who was working at Schmoes, yeah. No, he was working at Silver at the time. He told me all about it. He sent me the script. I did read it. It was awesome. And it was like they took it off on the market. So can that be in play again? Could it be World War II? I think that's too close to Captain America.
I think that script is like it's dope. It's great. But
I could see
it went to hell.
I could see like a Braveheart. With Wonder Woman.
I miss those guys.
That would be badass.
That crew.
Wouldn't that be badass?
Yes.
That crew during Harloff's crew there.
Yeah.
Naveed Winkleman,
David Gambino, Kyle, Eric Olsen,
yeah. Those are some boys. Those
kids
some,
roll deep.
Yeah, that
those
was.
Those are some boys, man.
I got to hang with
cool
them.
Fanboys. They were alpha geeks.
They were. And Ethan Irwin, he's still there.
Yeah.
Because Ethan Irwin, me, and Harloff worked on a He-Man movie for Silver, and never worked.
Small world. My best friend's a male model in Florida, so Winkleman's mother owns a modeling agency
That's
in
right.
Miami. So his mom's represents my best friend. And it's wild. Jeez.
By the way, what's going on with that He-Man movie?
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
Nothing. Nothing about my movie. But apparently it's Sony and Jeff Wadlow is going to direct it.
I'm talking about actual Masters of the Universe. I don't think
it's not happening.
I think that's slow going over there.
You're killing me.
Yeah, man. They've been that movie just to kind of talk about that.
That movie
they can't crack. And I'm sorry, we did at Silver. It was Lord of the Rings meets Star Wars.
The Justin Marks draft.
Yeah, yes.
He crushed that one.
Yeah,
bro.
I was fanboying over that. I think they took my treatment and gave it to him. That's what I think. I'm dead serious.
That's a bold accusation.
That's what I've heard. And it's not against Justin Mars because he's a fantastic screenwriter. I just heard that it was dead, and then somebody saw it over at Legendary, mm-hmm. and they went, oh, okay, and then they hired Justin Mars because who the fuck was I? I was nobody at the time. So Justin Marks actually has he could do it. And I guess it never went anywhere. So.
Yeah,
I just think it's been a struggle.
Yeah,
on that
it's,
one.
It really is. Committed. It's a hard. It's
they're
a,
committed. They want to do
there's
it.
Some, there's probably millions of dollars sunken into that script and development.
And I've heard that Mattel is behind it. They really have a hand in the, like Hasbro
I'm
does
sure,
with Transformers.
No doubt.
So it'll be
interesting to see what happens with monster trucks.
Oh yeah, that's right. Trucks. And that
you know,
moved.
Like yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah,
or maybe a huge hit. You know what the hell do I know? People probably said that about Transformers. Like ooh, Transformers, that could be a problem.
The first Transformers was a bomb. I knew from the script back in those days that this was going to be something special.
The Transformers script gave you good vibes.
Come on, bro. The first movie was dope. Come dude, on.
No.
I like the first movie.
2-1-1.
I liked it too, but it's like a 2.5-star movie. Transformers. And the rest of them are all garbage.
Been, I'll always remember
that
catching eyes
with Optimus comes out, bop, 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 Megatron. Come on, man.
Too bad it's... Well, now let's get into a little news off of that. Robert Kirkman joining the shared universe
that
for Transformers.
Okay, that was interesting this week. All those guys.
That's interesting.
Pinkner, yeah.
That's a good...
Zach Penn.
Good. That's
love
a good
Zach
call.
Penn.
I love
he,
Zach
I mean,
Penn.
He was the real highlight of the announcement for me.
So, and speaking of Justin Marks, I think he could do Transformers well, and that's giving some props to that. But what the hell?
Do we need all these Transformers movies?
Why do we?
Yes,
it's,
we
thank
do.
You.
Yes, we do. Excuse
okay,
me.
Go.
Transformers
why?
Fanboy, collector, G1.
Really? But we haven't had a good movie since the first one.
I know. Dude,
and the,
I know.
And the first
I'm
one is
with you there,
a good movie is. Giving it a lot
it's a
of props.
Loose term.
It's
yeah,
a
no,
loose
two,
term.
3, and 4 sucked moose cock, bro.
And
the first one was.
And Age of Extinction is. And you guys well know my that I Riley ranted over that piece of shit.
The first one.
For,
was
not
dope.
The first one.
Okay.
The fourth one was just. And we caught
they got
eyes
progressively
after the
worse.
Yeah, they did.
They
which
did.
Is astounding.
Great,
if you,
great cinematography
if you were at Transformers 2 and you told me there's going to be 2 more movies and they're both going to be worse than this one, I'd be like, what?
He's like, are you serious? How do they do that? Well, I think it's great that Robert Kirkman's going in because he's obviously, Walking Dead is his baby. He's been pretty much show running that since it came out. He's a good writer. He's the creator of the Walking Dead comics. This kind of brings for me a little bit of edge to it. If he can be turned,
they must have paid these guys a lot of money.
Why else
would Robert Kirkman? You know, like what
Zach
interest could he
right
have?
He
yeah,
that,
they both
Atari
are.
Documentary.
And is didn't he rewrite Ready Player One too, which has Spielberg. Like, both these, all these guys are hot, and I just don't know why any of them want to be a part of this if it's not for like a gigantic paycheck, which I'm sure it is.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I mean, hopefully they can actually make a good Transformers movie because I'm waiting for it. I like kind of the way the robots look. They all look the same to me sometimes, but you know. Whatever. Okay, let's move on from the shared universe of Transformers before I throw up in my mouth. What do you guys want to talk about? How about
Batman vs. Superman just got some competition at the box office. The first movie with a set of cojones to go up against the Caped Crusader and the Man of Steel.
And who is it?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2!
Part 2.
Which is bigger... And fatter and Greeker, I think,
bigger,
according
fatter,
to the press release.
Bigger, fatter, Greeker.
Jeff Wells, hashtag Jeff Wells today up in this room.
No, no, bigger, no. That's in the official studio
fatter,
synopsis.
Bigger, fatter, Greeker.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe the word fatter wasn't, but bigger and Greeker.
Bigger,
bigger,
Greeker,
Greeker sequel.
Okay. Now, guys, I want to ask you this. A lot of people tweeted me. They're like, oh, I can't believe this. Are they stupid? Oh, my God, it's going to bomb. Bah, 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 bah. Okay, it's going to be made for like probably $1 million, and it'll probably make $10 million.
Dude. That movie was huge, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
It made Marvel money.
It had legs. People really enjoyed that family.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. It's good counter-programming move. Not everyone's cup of tea is Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, you guys.
Maybe my grandmother will go see My Big Fat Greek Wedding that week.
Windex stock will probably go up again.
I was going to say, break out the Windex. That's your tag. Guys, the reason they're doing it is counter-programming. There's going to be a lot of fanboys and male guys out there going, "Batman Superman," and the women are going to go, "I'm going to see Big Fat Greek Wedding."
Yeah,
and they're going to go do
exactly.
it. And it's going to make some money, and it'll probably quadruple
there
what the budget is opening weekend.
There will be plenty of women seeing Batman Batman vs. Superman as well.
Yes, there will.
Don't get me wrong.
They're going to probably see that first and then do a movie marathon.
And then the other dating news yesterday was Paramount boldly putting World War Z 2, a title that has to change because if you look at the Z and the 2 next to each other, it looks terrible. Paramount, yeah. I'm telling you, as like just aesthetically, World War Z 2 going up against Fantastic Four 2. Those movies are never coming out on the same day. They target the exact same audience.
Somebody's
going
to move.
Expect Fantastic Four 2 to move, I think.
Do you think Fantastic...
No, I think
if Fantastic Four, the first reboot, comes out this summer and kills it, I think World War Z will back off.
World War Z killed it.
I know.
I don't think that...
It was a great hit. It was a good movie.
Mind Marvel. I don't think so.
I don't think Fantastic... I don't know if Fantastic Four is going to outgross World War Z.
I don't know. It depends on how it does, how it's executed.
There's also
opinion,
the matter, you know, of Brad Pitt being a much bigger international star than anyone in Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four gets all the kids.
We're also talking about like hypothetical release dates for movies in 2017.
Right.
Like
2 years away, over
it's
2 years.
The first World War Z kept being like delayed because of all the problems. So,
right.
You know,
it's amazing they got it done.
Let's pump the brakes on this one. Yeah. And Fantastic Four 2, who knows if that even gets made.
And Trank is not going to be on Fantastic Four 2.
Right, exactly. So.
Right? He's not going to be there.
The movie's going to be dope.
I hope the movie's good. It looks fantastic.
I agree.
Hey! I didn't mean that.
Very excited in these quarters about Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I'm really, just this summer in general.
I'm taking the underdog. They're not moving. Marvel don't move. Even licensed Marvel.
It's not Marvel.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. What do you guys think?
They're conservative about their release dates.
Well, let me put it this way. Paramount, you know, they were there. Paramount chose the date knowing full well that Fantastic Four is there. Maybe Paramount knows something we don't.
Mic drop.
That sounds for like a hunt of a scoop.
That's some good
Why
stuff.
Why did Paramount do this?
And guys, what do you think? You're on the YouTube chat boards. You're on youtube.com/popcorntalk. We see you. I see you dropping so many things. I just saw
your shirt, Mark. I just noticed what it was.
Isn't that awesome?
Is that the greatest shirt ever, guys?
Guys,
stand
I don't
up,
know if you
stand
can,
up, Mark.
You can
Cobra
see that.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Cobra Kai. Oh,
I'm representing some 80s right now.
All Valley Karate.
All Valley, yes. Johnny, sweep the legs. I love it. Yeah, I had to
Amazing.
Geek out a bit because it's casual Friday for me.
Do we have a hopeful news break or anything this week?
We don't have a hopeful news break because I was thinking we were going to chat a lot with Miyembe here. But why don't we do that and we'll do something that we did last week.
Okay.
Do some hopeful news break on the live chat board.
Great.
How's that? Okay, guys, so get ready. We're going to take your hopeful news breaks on the live chat board. Do we have the hopeful news break? There we go. Isn't that awesome? Hey, Jeff, how was Human Centipede 3?
It was exactly what you think it is, okay? Listen, you've seen one centipede, you've seen them all, but there is some crazy shit in this movie. I've seen all of them. I had lunch with Tom Six this week, but we're getting this is hopeful news break
this
music.
This is hopeful news break, guys. So, we're on the live chat board. Every week, you can join the Facebook page. Spider-Man, of course.
We'll get there.
But
let Mark do his thing.
Let me get this out. Hopeful news break every Wednesday or Thursday on the Facebook page. Meet the Movie Press on the Popcorn Talk Network. You can drop in your hopeful news break. You can tell us what you want to hear, what you want to break. Do you want to hear about Spider-Man? Do you want to hear about Fantastic Four 2 moving from World War Z's release date? What do you want to talk about? Let's just go right to it. I got CFSV Villanueva. Iron Fist casting news. Miyembe, what have you heard? Come on, Iron Fist.
I'm tracking Danny Rand.
You're talking. Okay,
I could have got Luke Cage. I got beaten on that one.
Okay,
but I'm gonna get Danny.
All right.
Rand.
So are we? So we're. You think we're gonna hear an Iron Fist casting very soon?
Let him get a showrunner. Let him get a couple writers and a couple episodes, and then let him find their guy.
Okay,
but no, not that I've the last I've checked it.
It's in development.
Yeah.
It's happening. You know, we got Daredevil shattering everything. We got rumors of Punisher, maybe, possibly. I don't know if it'll go to.
I'm not paying attention to any of this stuff.
Yeah, I know. All right. We got one that I actually have heard a lot of, and I want to. And more than five people have brought this up.
Okay.
What's going on with the Tomb Raider reboot?
Oh my God.
Everyone's asking about the Tomb Raider movie.
How is that being asked about?
Like, let me. As far as I know, nothing's going on with the Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so I know you guys want to hear something about it. Is that, you know? Drop it in here on the live chat. Do you want to hear about Laura Croft being cast? You want to hear about a director? We know we have some writers.
I
we
know who's tweeting you guys. It's that one Tomb Raider account guy. Oh, he asked the
it's
same
question. Crazy.
Tomb Raider, Tomb
Let
Raider,
me tell
Tomb
you, if I'm Hollywood, and I'll put on my Hollywood hat, and okay. I want to cast Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go with my girl, Alexandra Daddario.
That's Ooh. Good.
Yep.
That's a good look.
Yeah. Sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
There it is.
Ooh. Guys, I like that hopeful news break. Hey, you heard it here. You got
that's my
two intrepid reporters and one guy that occasionally reports.
That is my hopeful news break.
That's your hopeful news break. Yes. I like that. That's and, dope. You know, we'll see what happens. Is the Joker in BVS? Batman in Squad, both.
I'll defer
Caleb
to this guy on this.
So your hopeful news break is you want to know, is the Joker going to make an appearance in Dawn of Justice? And is Batman in Suicide Squad? I can kind of answer Suicide Squad that we've seen pics of Affleck showing up, so I don't know. What do you think? Miyembe.
Rumor is unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed,
don't hold me to
guys.
This, all right? Don't give me crap about this one.
You're no, not going to any Entourage, the sequel.
the rumor is Leto arrived first to shoot his scenes for inserts in Batman vs. Superman.
Okay.
Hence why Affleck was there. You know?
Okay.
So they shot him before he started making pickups for him. It was some second unit, so before they did the first unit on Suicide Squad.
Oh, that's interesting.
To me, it would make sense, just given the level of anticipation.
Yeah.
Some kind of introduction.
Even
during the credits. Anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that's a good one. I like it. So I think it actually could make sense that they're just doing a Joker appearance in Dawn of Justice, which would be smart to hype Suicide Squad, kind of link those together. So that's cool. I like that. All right. It's unconfirmed, but that makes sense for a shooting schedule, producers, brand, blah, 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 all this.
What else? Should we mention Spider-Man?
Let's mention Spider-Man. You guys, hopeful news break, you got Spidey, loading bars, Spidey, bruh. Spidey, brah, what's up?
Let's get real. Let's have real talk, okay?
Okay, let's go.
So do you regret publishing that Asa Butterfield had it? Or do you stand by it and you're like, you think it's him?
Kelvin's source on Spider-Man has been impeccable.
Oh, okay.
Okay, when Kelvin asked me to confirm here, it's like, bro, you don't need me for this. We trust the source. He gave you the deal. He gave you the deal points. We were, you know, after we took a lot of crap, he was vindicated on everything he broke on Spider-Man.
Sure.
And so if that guy's saying it's Asa Butterfield and it's just a formality at this point, you know, that's good with me.
And okay. Then,
listen, it was good.
And then I asked my guy here, and it's like, and yes, but it's not finalized. I was like, okay, so it's probably deal-making stages.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know?
Well, did you guys do Drew Goddard as well?
No.
Who broke
who's
that?
Goddard? Yeah. I don't know who broke that.
Oh, Drew Goddard leaving...
No, to directing the Spider-Man, right?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah,
they
no, so...
They were going to sue him or something, right?
Yeah, a lot of people were asking about... I remember covering that Drew Goddard was up for the directing role of the rebooted times three Spider-Man movie, and then we got five directors that you broke, right?
No. I did the actors. I think Deadline did the directors, directors were all like comedy directors, kind of mid-level comedy directors, although I do love Jonathan Levine.
I was going to say, Jonathan Levine is good.
They were mid-level, yeah. They weren't. It's not like it was fucking Todd Phillips or Adam McKay.
Yeah, it seems a little weird for those. I mean, Drew Goddard made a lot of sense to me, personally, and I wish he was still up for it.
Just mid-level in the scheme of everything. I think. Yeah. No? Whatever. Listen, Vacation looks awesome. I'm excited about
They were
those
up there
two
too.
Those two guys as filmmakers, as young filmmakers.
Absolutely. All right, so guys, the Asa Butterfield, we're thinking it's pretty much done, but wait, Snyder, you think it's done or is it like
I think
you kind of
probably hasn't been a decision just because it would be very difficult to keep that secret.
Yeah. That's very true. That's very true. So they might.
I think Asa Butterfield has always been the logical choice. He's small. Like, even in 5 years from now, he'll still look young.
Yeah, he's got a baby face.
He has carried monster franchises before.
Yep.
You know, if there, nobody really recognizes Tom Holland. That would be something that works in his advantage, I think.
Yeah.
But he's a great actor. Like him in The Impossible is better than Asa in anything that I've seen.
There you go.
But,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it could be it's somebody else entirely.
Yeah, imagine. Imagine if a rug pull comes out and nobody, somebody, nobody reported. You know?
Tom, no. You know, it's all about who's driving the decision.
Yeah.
And to me, that's still confusing. Because everyone assumes it's like definitely Kevin. But
and
like,
it's not. It's,
you know, Amy has
Amy
a lot
there.
Of say. And, yeah. and like, at the end of the day, this movie isn't about Marvel and it's not about Amy. It's about Sony. And that means it's about Tom Rothman. Like, I don't see how this guy's decision is not as important as Kevin or Amy's.
That's a good point, actually, that we can bring up. Everybody's waiting for this casting announcement. And we're not just talking about Marvel now. And we're not just talking about Sony. We're talking about Marvel and Sony. So there's going to be a lot of cooks in that kitchen making that decision at the end of the day.
When you check the box office chart or whatever, it says Sony next to Spider-Man or Columbia Pictures. It doesn't say, it's not going to say Marvel.
Yeah.
So,
guys, we'll hear it when we hear it, but it's probably.
And Rothman reads all the sites.
I just, I think Tom Rothman has a little bit more sway than people are giving him credit for, and he's the head of the studio. And then, you know, let's not forget Michael Linton. There are a lot of cooks over there.
There's going to be a lot of cooks, but
it's not just a Kevin decision.
I'm glad Kevin's in there because I do keep calling it a Marvel thing with Spider-Man. The fact that Kevin is on board is good. So,
of course,
let's move on
they
from
have
Spider-Man.
They have great casting.
Everybody wants to know about that, and I
trust in Marvel.
Yeah,
Jeff
I do trust.
Crushed it, which
is the same thing I say about Ava. You know, because I'm told that her and Marvel have had talks. You know, I didn't know at the time whether it was Captain Marvel or Black Panther, then was led to believe it was most likely Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
If she does get Black Panther, that basically means Marvel's going to hire not one, but two female directors, because they're going to get one for Captain Marvel, too. And I think that that's great. I think it's those kinds of things where it's not just like one. You know what I'm saying?
I love the idea of getting two female directors and one of diversity, obviously, but Ava DuVernay for Black Panther makes a lot of sense
to
me.
Even if she was up for Captain Marvel, I think that they would line up for an African-American filmmaker for Black Panther, and then you'd have two African-American filmmakers.
Which would be even better.
Right.
I mean, we need that.
ACLU report that just dropped this week?
Yep, exactly. See, you were coming off...
Tweet this to your friends? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's that ACLU report comes out, and then you drop that.
There's a lot of talk about that. You know, I'm about to. I'm on a female director at like you know another relative tent pole at another studio. Like I'm just saying, like there's definitely been like a groundswell. Like yesterday,
that's great.
Our story about Maggie Gyllenhaal did real business.
Right. Yeah,
it was like Maggie Gyllenhaal's 37. She's too old to be the love interest to a 55-year-old actor.
Yeah, a couple of my boys back home, man. They're in their 50s and they got 30-something girlfriends.
I'm just saying. I think that Hollywood recognizes. Is that it has a problem and it's tired of kind of hearing about it, and I think people are starting to do something about it.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Great because we need that. And off of that, we're still on Marvel. Guys, I see it on the live chat. You guys are just going to laugh. Matthew McConaughey as Norman Osborn.
Yeah. Oh, God, come on.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry. I don't want to rag on that little site or whatever site it was that broke it.
We don't really know, and that's what's interesting.
No comment.
So no comment. Guys, I'm not too sure about it. It's probably not true, but I don't want to...
Two words, bro. Meh. Pass.
But then, wasn't there a DC one as well? Another rumor?
Oh, yeah, the McConaughey Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even...
Guys,
don't even know these fucking characters.
He, like, tagged me. And,
let's put it this way.
Nice guy.
Matthew McConaughey does an interview and says, yeah, I read some scripts for DC and Marvel, and then all of a sudden... People are talking Norman Osborn and who? And the DC guy?
Maxwell
doesn't matter.
Maxwell Lord in DC.
Probably not, everyone. It doesn't – if you have two of the beasts out there that know their sources, know their scoops, hear things a lot, and even me hearing stuff, and we're not hearing that, it's kind of – no.
It makes sense that Marvel and DC are talking to Matthew McConaughey.
Sure.
Who still has his superhero eligibility, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. and,
but
he, you know, he's,
I haven't
he's
heard
taking
anything.
General meetings.
It's generals. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So probably not, guys. I think it'd be – fun if he was in a movie, a superhero movie. But
imagine him in a Marvel movie in the trailer. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, all right. He should just recreate his Dave's Confused character and just put on a cape. He just shows up, all right.
I think Matthew McConaughey as a villain.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
In something like Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Ooh. Would be very interesting.
I like that.
McConaughey versus Pratt is a hell of a
That'd be
movie.
Fun. You'd say it like with
Dude,
a Joker grin.
You just dropped a scoop.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a job at Marvel. Like, put me in the casting department, please.
Right.
I want them to put me in the security department. I told the publicist, when I'm done, I'll gladly tell you
I'll
guys
work
how
the
to
muscle.
Plug all you holes.
Okay, well, that's the Matthew McConaughey talk.
We are in the valley.
We are in the valley. Hey, superhero news, Apex Predator looking fly. Yeah, there we go.
Hashtag yeah, it's like, what are you wearing? Room. What are you wearing? Ask him more. Ask him wearing? Less. Ask
I'm
him.
I'm wearing a slim fit shark skin, of course, back in Hollywood.
Wow.
No, I mean, you know, look, I'm my new thing is trying to do some style bits too because
yeah.
Their families will collect posters, they collect toys, they collect Domando posters, they collect
sure.
figures. I'm grown up, man. I'm into grown up things. I like looking good. So I'm into suits. But no,
great
this morning,
sound effect.
I had a breakfast meeting with a source at 7.
That's right.
Oh my God.
So Tom Ford said it best, dressing the best you can is a show of respect to others around you. You can't go to Beverly Hills even at 7 o'clock in the morning dressed like some peasant in sandals,
like
socks.
Me.
Cargo shorts, a logo T-shirt, and unshaven, bro.
Yeah, it's very true.
A lot of my sources are very highly attractive females, you know.
Hey, so there you go.
I don't shit where I eat. I keep it professional with good friends and stuff, but I'm a gentleman, man. I'm not looking
a
like
a gentleman.
I like it. You just gave a little peek behind the curtain, and something that's interesting. Jeff, do you do this? We were talking off air before the show that Miembe has to 7 o'clock in the morning get somebody at breakfast because they're going to go off for the rest of the day and do their work. Do you have to do this too?
I'm telling you, I'm not waking up at 7 a.m. to have breakfast with anybody in this town. I'm so sorry.
You wouldn't use if this woman with the curves on her, bro.
Oh my god!
I could do breakfast at like 8:30 earliest.
I gotta compete.
7 a.m. is crazy.
Trade, so I go the extra
sure,
mile.
Sure, I like
she's
that.
She's fine.
I'm not a morning person.
She's fine.
I'll meet someone to hang out at 1 in the morning.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I would do that too.
Oh. Would you close? That's the question.
It's not all about closing, brother.
Winners close.
Winners close.
Winners winners. Coffee is for winners. Coffee is for closers, I should say.
Thank you for the compliments.
Yeah, you're looking good, dude. And thank you. The live chat. That's pretty much some hopeful news break right there, guys. Thank you for dropping that in on the live chat on the YouTube channel. Guys, what else you want? Any early buzz on Jurassic World?
Ooh.
I like that, says Garrett. Anything, guys? Jurassic World? Have you heard anything?
Tracking's huge.
The tracking's huge?
Yeah.
Well,
that's not surprising.
It's, yeah.
The tracking's huge. I'm, oh, man. The Jurassic box office.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy on that one. Chris Pratt riding motorcycles with velociraptors.
There's a lot of goodwill for that franchise and Chris Pratt and,
and Trevorrow.
Just hearing that music,
And I love the slow
like,
rise.
People
of it.
Have like the Star Wars thing where they hear the music and then, like a tear comes to their eye. That Jurassic music to me, it's
the soundtrack to Yentl really does that to me.
Hey, what's the news on that reboot? No, I'm kidding. Man, can you imagine that? No, so Jurassic World, of course, it's gonna open huge. Whether it's any good, who knows? We probably no early buzz, but
and neither. Oh. What's this?
Jurassic Park music.
Neither of you have seen Tomorrowland yet, right?
No. I'm hearing mixed things.
Yeah.
And Phil, you can play the Jurassic Park music while we talk about Tomorrowland.
It's a bit of
I love that.
It's just a bit of a bummer. Like, I really wanted to love Tomorrowland. I think Brad Bird is a really talented filmmaker.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He's
one of my favorites.
The script that he co-wrote with Damon Lindelof and Jeff Jensen was a little lacking.
Yeah.
Oh. There was a lot of good ideas, and they weren't really in service of much.
So, is this going to be blamed on Damon Lindelof again?
I don't. You know, I'm not the kind of guy who like blames.
I don't.
I blame the script. So, and whoever signed off on the script, and obviously, you know, Brad Bird has to shoulder a bit of the load here.
Yeah,
I think it may underperform.
Yeah, I think it'll open at number one, but yeah. It will probably taper off. I mean, it's a packed summer, so, and if word of mouth is to be true, which I'm hearing it is now, you know, you kind of share the same sentiments as the Schmoes mm-hmm. that did their big review on it. Sadly, I was like, oh man, I wanted it to be so good.
Like, Britt Robertson's good in it.
Yeah.
What, I mean, she's going to be, Miami, you got to be tracking her for something. She could be Captain Marvel or something. Yeah, Britt Robertson.
Put me on blast.
You got to be, she's got to be on your list.
Yeah, I love it.
But, you know, but like, Clooney is just not the Clooney that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Is he Peacemaker Clooney?
He's like just like gruff and kind of angry and crotchety. The yeah. villain is pretty weak. I like the little girl mm-hmm. in the movie, and then yeah, the young Clooney I actually really liked. A kid named Thomas Robinson.
Cool. Well, that's a bummer. I can't wait to see it. But I actually saw something in the chat board that I want to get your guys' opinion on. Shane Black's Predator. What's going on with that? Any news?
No.
That came out and then disappeared like a fart in the
wind. All these things are development deals, guys. Yeah.
I heard he delivered a treatment, and I think he might be proceeding the draft stage at this point, but I heard it was good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hey, look at that. We actually got something.
I think we unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed, but, you know.
It's good. Unconfirmed.
Guys, again,
Confirmed. I have confirmed it's good.
We're probably going to get covered a lot today on sometimes you speculate, and then, you know, it appears on a
He's
site.
No.
Yeah. So, Predator, Shane Black, but like, unconfirmed, we're hearing that
I saw someone mention the words fast track up in the chat board.
Okay.
And like, you know, Hollywood has very different definitions of fast track.
Yeah.
Everyone's, right, it was like about the Tomb Raider thing. Someone said, you know, last I read, they were fast tracking production on Tomb Raider. Like,
That could mean anything, yeah, really.
I mean, draft first.
Yeah, they could be like, we're going to fast track this, get the draft. Oh, shit. No, let's just get another writer. So it can happen.
Yeah.
The studio probably wants
it. It's hot, though, the last one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the game. I mean, it's a popular brand, so yeah, of course they're going
to
go after
PC
it.
To play it.
Yeah? No, yeah. I want to play that game. So what else should we talk about, guys? We talked about, man, Shane Black's Predator. We talked about Captain Marvel. We talked about Black Panther, Marvel, DC. What else? Tomorrowland. What else can we possibly talk about? Oh, I know. Reese Witherspoon and Tinkerbell. What the hell is that?
You know, I actually think that she would probably be a better Tinkerbell than Elizabeth Banks.
Was Elizabeth Banks going to be Tinkerbell?
So Disney has another movie called Tink with Elizabeth Banks that they've been developing for like 5 years.
Wait a minute. I didn't even...
There's two Tink movies at the same studio with different actresses.
Tink.
Well, I can understand. Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering, why are we getting all these... Now it's like... characters getting the live action. I mean, Maleficent, and we got Jungle
Book. Yeah, well,
Book,
that's the Disney strategy, and it's totally working.
It's live action Winnie the Pooh, Dumbo,
and Tink would be more comedic, I think. You know,
I mean, what is she? It's going to be her, and she's going to meet a bunch of fairies in that world that are little people. When you put them up against Peter, and it's going to be this weird, I don't know. Thing. I just can't. Know. I just
remember,
can't wrap my head
remember
around it.
Tinkerbell, like Julia Roberts and Hook. That was fun.
That's why I think that's why it's going weird in my mind. I'm like short circuiting because I do remember the Hook, and I love Hook. By the way, I think that's
Hook gets such a bad rap.
It gets
online.
Such a bad rap. I mean, Spielberg just
love it
relived his childhood in that movie, which I loved. But yeah, the Julia Roberts is you think of it that way, but I just don't see it's going to be Reese Witherspoon in a world of giants. I think it's going to be more. Fairies jumping around and having some kind of adventure.
Speaking of giants, it was funny. I went to see Human Centipede 3 on Monday night, and Tiny Lister. He's in the movie.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, he's the head of the center of the 500 person prison centipede.
Oh, God.
And after the movie, you know, Jen Yamato at the Daily Beast was moderating the screening and everything, and she kept calling up Tiny, like, hey, where's Tiny for the Q&A? All the actors were up there, and I had seen him, like, walk out discreetly. Not, like, not in the middle of the movie. He waited until after, but, like, I think he was, like, It's got to be fucked up a little, like watching yourself in that movie. And I bet he was just like, "I'm not sticking around for this guy."
He's like, "Oh, I can't. No, no, I'm leaving."
Speaking of your model, she wrote a really hot story. This is the Daily Beast. That sex party she goes.
I know.
Can you believe that?
I'm going to be a wingman. You're plus one exactly. The next time you go.
We both called Jen. We're like, Jen, get us into the sex club.
Hey guys, absolutely. Off topic, but Yamato, that does a bunch of movie reporting, went to an underground sex club. And no you can way. Read it. Where can you read that? It was an interesting read because I did Beast. Read it. The Daily Beast. She did a little freelancing.
Yeah, how come I don't get assignments like that?
Yeah, it's because...
That's why I'm trying to do my thing. Hey, I look good. I'm flying. Get me in. What's
yeah,
good?
You look like you can go to a sex club. Me, I look like I'd be carted at the door and turned away.
The funniest thing was that she said she saw Dana Brunetti there.
Yes. I was like, no, she didn't. She name dropped him. Oh, I'm doing research for Shades of Grey.
It makes a ton of sense, and it kind of gives you an idea of the direction that you're going to go with that 50 Shades sequel.
No.
I think they're going to introduce some group shit. Yeah. Who knows?
Continental Baths, or what's the other one? Plato's Retreat.
But yeah, public. A little public play. Oh, who knows? But
I'm glad we tied it to 50 Shades of Grey.
It all comes back to 50 Shades of Grey in the end,
oh,
Mark.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mr. Miami will see you now.
God, I haven't even seen that movie. You're
not getting an assistant, are you? You are the CEO.
I'm getting an assistant.
Wow.
Let me get my... I got a managing editor who's dope. And if any of you try to poach him from me, I'm going to come after you with a bat.
Straight up untouchables there,
yeah,
man.
He's dope. He's a dope writer, no.
That's
so
awesome.
So I'm looking at... I'm reading resumes, getting my site ready and stuff. I'm getting... Once I have something in place... Then yeah, I already have assistants on various social medias helping me, admins, as you will. You
That's
know,
great. So, and do you actually, going back to that, do you have a launch date, or are you just kind of still?
I want to launch June 1st, but tentatively, I think we could launch this week.
Hey,
yeah,
let us know.
We got content. So just ready, you know, just dot, you know, CSS stuff, template stuff, you know.
Yeah, I get so, it. You have to build the site. You have to do a lot. Working on a site is a lot of work, guys. It's not just something you throw up.
The task. I should have started earlier.
Yeah,
but
no, I know how it goes.
But I got everything I asked for and wanted design-wise, you know. It's like just like tailoring a suit. And so you spray, you know, do this, execute it.
Yeah.
And I'm a happy client, man. So.
Can you tease any kind of upcoming scoop that will kind of christen the site?
We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
DC, Marvel, of course.
Yeah.
Any
Star Wars? Do you go to Star Wars?
I am weak in Star Wars. That's when people call me Scoop Master. I ain't no Scoop Master. I'm a Padawan right now in the Star Wars scoop world, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, literally. So I got, you know, because that's what Kelvin, we complimented each other that way.
Yeah.
And he was the king of that. So now I'm like, I'm a Padawan and I got to go through the...
Yeah.
I got to get my midichlorian count on to learn how to scoop Star Wars.
No, that's a tough one. We got burned on a Star Wars scoop, and we don't really go there anymore.
Like I said yesterday, I kind of left it alone after the Harrison Ford thing because I took a lot of heat for like a year.
Really? About what?
About Harrison Ford returning when I broke that on the air, on that TV show.
Yeah, that's right.
I took a lot of heat for that, and people didn't believe
me. You were
right. I was right, like a year later.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, especially Harrison Ford, who is notoriously gruff about Han Solo and coming back. But
oh, my God. I cried when I saw
him. And then
speaking of Harrison Ford, really quickly, at the end of the show, because honestly, it was the story that resonated the most on Twitter that I did, as far as I know, was Deacon's shooting the Blade Runner sequel.
Yeah.
Thank you. We almost forgot that.
Yes.
Guys, Roger Deakins,
dude,
12-time Academy Award nominee, hasn't won, can't believe it.
Yep.
He's coming to DP Blade Runner
that's
2.
Dope.
Guys, what do you think of that? I mean, yeah, that's dope.
It was exciting. It definitely got me more excited. I mean, I really like the way that this has been shaping up.
Mm-hmm.
Alcon is hit and miss with me.
Yeah.
But Denis is a really exciting filmmaker. I've heard good things about Sicario. I loved Prisoners. I did not care for Enemy. Obviously, huge fan of Gosling and excited by the idea of him and Harrison Ford together.
You were doing something interesting on Twitter when you broke that news because I got that press release from Alcon. They're interesting, Alcon Entertainment. They send press releases out before there's really any kind of news. You're just kind of like, oh, okay, thank you. And you write about it. But you tweeted out, read that long press release, no mention of Gosling. Interesting.
Right.
He's probably still negotiating, correct?
I went back to them with that and to Ryan's team, and they both confirmed he is still in negotiations. It was odd why he wasn't included, just because the release was had like every little fact about this movie.
Sure.
They had already sent a release about him being in negotiations, so it's like, why wouldn't you repeat what you've already announced?
Yeah, couldn't have you just said at the end that Ryan Gosling is still in negotiations?
But I wonder if Gosling's team really was like, well, maybe why did you send that release out when he was in negotiations? Like, he's still in negotiations. Don't put him in a release until he's done deal.
Yeah. Well, I still think it's fine. He's going to be in it.
I think it'll work out, too.
Yeah, and it's now I'm excited. I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, why do we have to go back to that well? And then they brought in and how do you pronounce his last name?
Villeneuve.
They're going to crack it up, mess it up.
Yeah, I'm going to mess up. Alicia Malone. Alicia Malone on the show last night just fucking dropped it, and it was beautiful. She said it because she was at Cannes, so she's like,
she's Australian.
Why aren't you at Cannes?
What, you kidding me?
Yeah,
you should be there.
Yeah, that's an expensive trip, my friend.
Yeah, a lot of people go to Cannes.
You want to talk to Sharon for you? Send them over there. Come on.
Don't bring the bat. Sharon, to her credit, had Brian Grazer in the office yesterday for like a group lunch. It was really, really interesting.
I wanted to go see that. Yeah.
He's a fascinating guy. You know,
he is.
He's definitely had a hell of a career.
Company rich with his hair product. Yeah,
I just think about. I mean, think about the Imagine stretch in the '90s.
Yeah, like,
everything they were putting out was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
beast, boom.
I will show you a video after this, but I got Grazer to give a little message to our boy Justin Krull. I got
him really?
I got him to tape a private message. Yes,
Jay Crizzy. All right.
It's amazing. We should probably call it.
We're gonna wrap it up here on Meet the Movie Press for Friday. Hey, El Mayimbe, where can the people find you now?
At El Mayimbe on Twitter and at Heroic Hollywood on every social media platform out there. Also, facebook.com/HeroicHollywood.
When do you expect the site will actually launch?
Next week.
Guys, get ready.
That's going to be – that's a big ribbon-cutting ceremony
there. If you guys, the latest June 1st, but next week, made a decision.
And go to his Instagram account if you want to read some awesome scoops. I was waiting for it last night when you were doing Wonder Woman. I was like,
where is it?
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Thank you. And Mr. Snyder, big plans this weekend?
Yes, actually. I get on a plane at 4 in the morning to go to Baltimore for a friend's wedding. I'm there for like 24 hours and I'm gone.
Oh, wow. Nice. Well, safe travels. Where are the people going to find you?
You can find me
about this wedding
at the In Snyder on Twitter. Facebook.com/Spielberg. I've got interviews over at The Wrap coming with like Chuck Palahniuk and Tom Six, the director of Human Centipede, so stay tuned for that.
Right on.
And have a great weekend, Schmoville.
Yeah,
have
guys,
a great weekend. And ball games.
And of course, you can find me at Riley Around and on schmozno.com. And I'm doing some freelance work at shoutfactory.com. I wrote a little article last week on the movies. Seven movies are definitely going to hit number one. Yeah, you should read it. It's pretty good. I go deep. Deep undercover. That's like Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop. All right, guys. This was Meet the Movie Press on a Friday. We shall see you next week. Thank ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.